February 18, heaven begins here. O how great is thy goodness, which thou hast laid up for them that fear thee, which thou hast wrought for them that trust in thee before the sons of men. Psalm 31:19. As I write, I have deep sense of gratitude for the loving watch care of our Savior over us all. As I read the Word of God and kneel in prayer, I am so impressed with the goodness and mercy of God that I cannot offer my petition without weeping. My heart is subdued and broken as I think of my Heavenly Father's goodness and love. I hunger and thirst for more and still more of Jesus in this life. Christ was crucified for me, and shall I complain if I am crucified with Christ? I never felt a more earnest longing for righteousness than at the present time. In the waking hours of the night, my prayer is, Lord, teach thy people how to seek and save the lost sheep. We know not what is before us, and our only safety is in walking with Christ, our hand in his, our hearts filled with perfect trust. Has he not said, Let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me? Isaiah 27:5. Let us keep close to the Savior. Let us walk humbly with him, filled with his meekness. Let self be hid with him in God. My heart aches as I am shown how many there are who make self their idol. Christ has paid the redemption price for them. To him belongs the service of all their powers. But their hearts are filled with self-love and the desire for self-adorning. They give no thought to the words, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Mark 8:34. Among those to whom bitter disappointment will come at the day of final reckoning will be some who have been outwardly religious and who apparently have lived Christian lives. But self is woven into all they do. They pride themselves on their morality, their influence, their ability to stand in a higher position than others, their knowledge of the truth, for they think that these will win for them the commendation of Christ. Lord, they plead, have we not eaten and drunk in thy presence, and thou hast taught in our streets, Luke 13:26. Have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works, Matthew 7:22. Letter 91, February 18, 1904, to W.C. White.